At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef is on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes gets cooking for the 4th of July. That is on the way in 7 minutes, right after emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
As we jump right into birthdays, Ola, gentlemen, and Ted, today is my son Parker's 9th birthday. We would love to celebrate it with the longest fart that you are legally allowed to play. Coach Ted with some wisdom on swimming. And you guys talking all over yourselves about which is better, chicken nuggets or chicken strips. We love you, little bear. That from Mom and from Dad. Coach Ted, you have some wisdom on swimming.
Yeah, I'm guessing maybe he's still learning a little bit or getting used to it. Number one, don't be afraid of the water, all right? A lot of times the water's going to help you. So if you're afraid of jumping in the deep end, calm down. You're going to bounce back up. Now, second of all, remember, tread in water. You're 9. You could ride a bike, do the same motion underwater. Other than that, I mean, you know, just have a, you know, you should know water is serious business, but don't be scared and try to keep your calm. Don't panic. That's how people drown.
What's better, chicken nuggets or chicken strips? I think it depends on where you go.
Tell you what, recently I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken. I got some of their saucy nuggets.
I typically steal them from my daughter.
I like it when you talk to a younger person and they're like, well, the chicken finger's here.
Yeah, okay.
And that's where I normally stole them for my daughter's plate.
But, you know, full disclosure, though, I mean, I'm 43. There's still one bar in my mind that has like a premier chicken finger.
Yeah, man, there's a couple places really look. They're dope. Just eat them.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Please wish my son, Jaden, a very happy 18th birthday with Coach Ted going hard on him and then Mike's choice. Thank you, good sirs. Much appreciated.
Drop the beat.
Please clap.
All right, Jaden, you're 18. It's about time you get your ass together. You don't think we know what's going on back there? We know about those long showers. We know about hiding out in the basement. And don't think I don't know about that bottle of booze underneath your bed, son. You need to straighten up. You go to jail now. I'm baby booking jail.
Guys, birthday shout out to my friend Hap, 18 as well. How about what the F is that, bro? A burp fart, a your penis is too small, and a traffic jam Jimmy face sandwich. Thanks, guys, and keep on kicking ass.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
The penis is too small.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Hello, guys. My niece Ariane's birthday is today, pronounced Ari Albury. She turns 21. Can I get an Obama drop the beat? And Coach Ted giving her advice for turning 21. That from Jason in Sacramento.
Drop the beat.
All right, 21. This is going to be a crazy one. Like, I could sit here all day and tell you to drink water. Drink a glass of water in between each drink. That's not going to happen. You're 21. Your friend's going to get you crazy drunk. What I would do is prepare for the next morning. Maybe a Gatorade. Maybe some type of other electrolyte beverage.
Pedialyte.
Pedialyte helps. It helps babies. It can help your drunk ass, too, at 21.
Because babies act drunk.
Yeah, and don't crap your pants like the babies.
Hello, Naked Ladies and Thrill. Shout out to Tammy with a capital T. A very happy birthday to her. She's getting things thrown at her for once in the form of delicious things by knife-wielding chefs armed with shrimp and other bites of food. If possible, a time to take off the leash, an uh-oh look out, and Coach Ted giving her advice on what to throw at her hunk of a husband after about five Long Island iced teas. Maybe the captain, regaling her with a story about dealing with meat being hurled at your face.
It's time to take off the leash!
That from, Bacon.
Uh-oh, look out.
Well, it's common knowledge. After about three or four Long Island iced teas, you might throw a high heel. You might throw a knife. You might throw a hammer. But after that fifth one, you're throwing ass.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Well, the time meat was hurled at my face is actually kind of a sad story. You see, us mascots were on a well-deserved break where we could all just relax and be ourselves. I gave boat tours. Little Debbie went back to prostituting. Lucky visited the University of Notre Dame. And Tony the Tiger, well, he's the tiger. So he ate seven villagers in southern India. Anyway, I thought I'd pay him a visit one day and caught him in the act. Turns out that I scared him and he started choking on a villager named Hardish. Well, luckily, the tricks rabbit was there, gave Tony the Heimlich. And let's just say, Hardish came flying out of Tony's mouth, and he was, in fact, at that point, a hunk of meat flying at my face. Then we dried Hardish out and smoked him and got really high. Grunge berries.
Hey, guys, happy birthday to Leo, the best kid a dad could ask for. Could he get some thrill shotgun gets, some turtle sex, Coach Ted giving him a pep talk about living in his 30s, and Miles giving him all the dad jokes. Thanks, guys. Lots of love. That from Dad.
Get. Dick.
What's he trying to get over? Living in his 40s? Or his 30s?
Pep talk about living in his 30s.
Oh, all right. Well, here, let's start there. Coach already thought you were 40. Maybe it's time we start working on some things. People saying you're 40, dude. You're only 30. Seriously, 30 is not going to be that much different than your 20s. It's around 35. You got to pivot. Make a change in your life, son. People will start looking up to you and say, well, he's 35. He must know stuff. He could be a president now. You don't, but you fake it. Just like your girl.
All right, all the dad jokes. Okay, what do you got here? Leo, here you go.
Guys, I like my juries like I like my men.
Hung.
Polish man walks into a bar. The bartender asks, why the long name?
Wow. I did not think you were going to say name.
Stevie Wonder walks into a bar and a table and a chair.
No.
A weasel walks into a bar. The bartender says, what'll it be? Pop, goes the weasel. And one more, or two more. A guy walks into an Italian truck stop.
All right.
He asks, who's parked in front of pump number one? Guy answers, oh, that rig is a Tony's. And Ted, one for you.
All right.
53 millionaires walk into a bar to watch the Super Bowl. Bartender says, holy hell, it's the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, they're going to pay tax soon.
Oh, Bajolos, today's my 53rd time around the sun. No one's going to send it in, so here I go. How about a little kid face sandwich, a Reverend X, and the dirty Germans confirming that my wife, that there is only one gift that I want. Thanks, guys. That from Matt.
Fish sandwich.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, Wifey Pooh, if you are listening, it is quite simple. The gift, you already have it. It is free. Don't go running to the store saying, oh, I forgot your birthday. The gift is called your mouth.
Yeah. And it's assuming just ever been a horrible accident. You walk around with it on your body every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, also, sometimes people like surprises all year around. So women like flowers. Men like the mouth. It's not just for holidays.
Yeah, look, you could just grow a garden and pick your own flowers, but would you be happy if we went to the florist and ordered mouth?
Don't you like winning arguments?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. Now we all know the 4th of July is coming up soon. One of America's greatest holidays.
I think that's an easy argument, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know that any other country celebrates it besides us.
That July 4th, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Specifically us.
Yeah.
Canada's what, 2 days early?
July 1st.
July 1st, 3 days early.
Okay. Yeah. Mike and I were toying with the idea of going up there 1 year, just decked out in American flag gear.
What's up, guy? Heard it's Independence Day.
Go Panthers.
Yeah, you still talking about that queen? I mean, wow. Something in French, queen? So, anyhow, they asked some American, according to a new report, I like that. Basically, they're saying, what is the most important part of July 4th cookouts?
All right.
All right. You want to start with the food or you want to start with some adult beverages?
Well, I mean, to me, I like a good adult beverage to start out. So
there you go.
Before I start cooking or whatever. Yeah, I'll take the drink first.
I'm with you. I don't care. Alcoholic, like adult beverage or not. I don't know that you ever walk into a cookout and it's just like, bam, hot dog.
Grab a handle.
Right. Like, generally, you're going to have a sip of something.
There's the cooler.
Yeah, exactly.
And if there's kids, at least in our home, the blue coolers for the kids doesn't mean you can't go in it, but it's going to be juicy juice and crap. The stuff you're looking for, it's in the white cooler in the back.
Yeah, I kind of forgot till I was back east a month ago. My family just labels everything.
It's
like five coolers, right? It's like water, soda, light beer, hard seltzers.
Ours is simple. If there's not, so it could be water, it could be soda, it could be juicy juice box. I don't know, but if it's in the kids' one, there's no alcohol. If you just need hydration, it's there.
So some of the top adult beverage choices, and this shouldn't surprise anybody. The number one choice, light beers.
Yep, summertime. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the only time I truly enjoy light beers. I always like heavier beers, but yeah, in the summer, especially when you're outside, like, give me that light beer.
Also, the rest of the country is in 90-degree weather.
Yeah.
That just goes down a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. There's some good light lagers out there. Hard seltzers are second, which, again...
How many years have seltzers been crushing it?
5 years?
Five,
longer?
Six?
That's a good question. It's probably 5 or 6 years ago that they came out. And White Claw was the goat. But yep. I drink a lot of just canned seltzer waters, period. So I remember when seeing that was coming out, I was like, this is going to be awesome. There's a lot of different seltzers out there nowadays. I did go to a store today. At first, I bought a six-pack of the Men's Room IPA because it's delicious. And also because I want to support the Fisher House. But then I bought some seltzers. I was torn between that and some tea. Vodka is obviously high on the list. Again, summertime drinks. Yeah, I mean, you could just make vodka lemonades. You'd be fine.
Or just dump it into a watermelon and watch how quickly people eat it.
Canned cocktails make the list. Mexican-style lagers.
Absolutely. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I was going to say tequila, too.
Hello,
tequila's on the list. Rosé, IPA, then other lagers.
And boxed wine.
I mean, look, I love IPAs, but when I think of a hot-ass summer July... Not my go-to.
Oh, I will say this. The Men's Room IPA, it's very much a summertime and a wintertime beer. It fits
both. I'm with you, man. My sister-in-law is a big IPA fan, and she had some a while ago, and she was like, oh, this is light and crisp. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah. I was like, it's not your traditional IPA, but it's great.
Yep, very good.
Also, thrill, never be afraid of a little summer shandy.
Yeah. I just hate the name.
Is that what, Leinenkugel? They're the ones that make that famous? Yep.
There's a lot of people that make them, but Leinenkugels was the first one I remember seeing. Right. Like, they were shipping it out and everything else. It was pretty big. Some of the condiments that made the list of, like, top things to have at a cookout on 4th of July. Hot sauce was number one out west.
Hell yeah, man.
You know what number one condiment in the Midwest is?
Ranch.
Good call, Miles.
Or mayonnaise, something.
I like this. The Northwest and Northeast, apparently they love mayonnaise. And down in the South, they want barbecue sauce.
Yep.
Let's see. Ketchup obviously finished number one in 5 states. Mustard in 3 of them. And then relish was super important down in Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured hot sauce would dominate down there.
Yeah, you never know.
But to them, hot sauce is a cocktail.
I always think you should have a jar of sliced pickles out for hamburgers, too.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Like, I love pickles now. I didn't like them as much growing up. I eat all kinds of pickles. Like, I mean, kosher's are the king, but, you know, bread and butter, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just like pickles. But I think I'm going to try relish again on my dog.
Yeah. Right.
It's been a while. All right, so these are the top 10 most important things 4th of July cookouts. Number 10 on the list, beef patties.
Of course. Of course. I'm glad that it's down to number 10 because it's you just expect it.
No, this is your sloppy joes, guys. Right.
I should warn you, this list is very American and very basic.
Okay.
Right? Now, 4th of July, let's say you're having a big cookout, a lot of people. You still making the patties, or are you going to buy some pre-food?
If it's a lot of people, I'm buying the pre-made.
All right. Number 9 on the list of most important things, 4th of July cookout, watermelons.
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
That's important.
Right, watermelon's great.
Big old slice of it.
And don't be afraid to throw a little tagine on it.
My wife started.
Oh, what is that, the Mexican spice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that stuff's great.
I'll put that on my corn.
Now, a lot of people, I guess, weren't satisfied with just beef patties because frozen beef burgers.
I mean, okay. I mean, I know there's a difference, but still, in the end, like just make me a burger, man.
So, and I will say, even in the frozen burger game, there's some
quality.
There is, yeah.
But the thing with the burger is, this is the one world where you don't want quality. You want
easy.
Fat. Yeah. You want 30% fat, 70%. This is where you do not go lean.
No, not that. There's some frozen burgers that are just gross.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you're worried about the quality of the meat.
The actual meat, yes. Yeah. But as far as
but
the
you're
fat
right.
content.
The worst you should have is 80-20 if you're forming burgers at home. 70-30 is probably the way to go. Next on the list, bratwurst.
All right. Like a men's room beer brat from Uli's Famous Sausage.
Yeah. Boom. Bratwurst obviously shows up a lot of places. And you know what? I've even seen some people eating our beer bratwurst and putting the men's room salsa on it.
Wow. Okay.
Miles, your thing is number most important things, 4th of July, canned baked beans.
All right. Okay. I mean, I don't care how you make them. You can make them from scratch as long as you got baked beans.
Baked beans are good. I will say, like, I know a couple guys that are barbecuers, and they have started putting like pans of beans underneath the drippings and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
just unreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Unreal. Yeah. Hot dog buns, which makes sense.
I guess hot dogs are going to show up at some point. That we didn't get dogs this year, but we got the buns, baby. Here,
just, I guess they assume you're just going to have dogs, because no, hot dogs aren't on the list.
Really?
Yeah. These are, people say the most important things the 4th of July.
Stick your finger in there and look on it.
They want the bun. Like, after hot dog, I just want the bun.
Meatless bun.
Well, I think they just assume everybody, I mean, like, right. I feel like at any given time in America, 6 out of 10 people have hot dogs in their fridge.
And it doesn't matter the time of year.
Correct. Next on the list, baby back ribs.
Okay.
I would be happy to see that.
I'd be very happy to see
that. I'm with you. I mean, I know in Texas and probably parts of the South it's a little different, but like to me, 4th of July is always grilling.
A lot of people wrap and grill, but they take up so much room on the grill.
I think of ribs being smoked. I mean, you're right. You could just cook them inside. That's how you do them, and they're pretty good. I just don't think about ribs on 4th of July, but I'm not against it.
Nope. Mm. Or pulled pork.
Next on the list, this is one of the important ones. Potato salad.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to put
also,
a little mustard in
it.
Not
easy to make. I mean, you might think you know how to cook potato salad. There's a fine line between mush and too hard of a potato.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, look, you got potatoes, you're adding mayonnaise, mustard, spices, obviously. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, you're right, man. If it's hard, it's bad.
It sucks.
Yeah. Number 2 on the list, again, this is an interesting list. Most important things to have at the cookout. Charcoal.
Yeah. Propane, too, if you need that. Yeah, get that done ahead of time. If you think you're going low now, I'll go this weekend and fill your tank up or switch them out.
Now, what do you think number 1 on this list is going to be? We've had beef patties.
In my world, it's deviled eggs.
I would have guessed hot dogs because they want a hot dog rolls, but you said that's not on the list.
Think simple like hot dogs.
Potato chips.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
It is corn on the cob.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I saw this, corn on the cob. What's the big deal? And then I'm like, you know what? It would be weird to go to a cookout and there's no watermelon or corn on the cob.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up here. You're listening to The Men.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Room.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Doc, coming up in just minutes here, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. A new study found that interventions against misinformation has also increased skepticism towards reliable sources.
And that's why you put out misinformation.
Correct.
Right? You want to create the chaos so mm-hmm. see that way, whatever your narrative is.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, come on.
And it goes back to what we were talking about with confirmation bias.
Yeah.
You know? As long as you feel a certain way, you will find a story. You can find a verifying article anywhere.
Yeah, people want to live in their echo chamber.
Right.
And which now, is okay. That's why you make friends with the people you make friends with.
Absolutely.
You know?
And now we're getting to the point, and I'm glad about this. I don't know where it's going to morph into beyond that, but it's like, let's start backing up these sources that we're checking.
Right.
You know? Yes, there's an article online about it, and I appreciate that you found that. I appreciate you doing your research to find that. Now, let's talk about who wrote this thing, because anybody can make a .com, so let's look at credibility here next.
Yeah, but that would ruin your narrative.
It would.
So don't do that, it would. You see.
But you know what? That's why I like our conversation, Steve.
What is a doctor hat?
What do you mean?
Like a PhD or
what is their office? They have a practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So it's called that because we have established not all doctors know everything.
Right.
Just putting that out there.
And it's a ever-evolving and ever-learning field.
Yeah, correct. Practice.
You are practicing medicine and hopefully getting better with it with each and every application. So, yeah. There's a blood drive in Illinois called Bleed for Weed.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
In which participants will receive some free cannabis for their donation.
How much? Mm-hmm. You know what? Screw it. I'm in. Doesn't matter.
Dad's going to donate blood like, that's it? Come on, man.
I'm just, yeah, a nickel bag. I'd be like, cool.
Or you get more for 2 pints.
See you next week.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. I would be just hitting up on the grape juice, just getting this thing replenished, man. Can I get like 3 of those cookies?
That would be funny.
You just grab a couple more cookies on the way.
Well, they already give you cookies. Why not give you a little weed?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You're a little low on blood anyway. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
You know what? Give me a shot, too.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Children like free cookies, but so do stoners.
Say. You know what? I'm going to grab you a cookie out of my special drawer over here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry. There's 5 grams of sugar in here. That's all you got to worry about.
Oh, good way. You're kind of covering it up. I like that.
It's one of them healthy cookies. Kids don't like these. Flooding in South Florida has increased the risk of encountering venomous snakes in the area.
Guess what else?
Crocs.
Yes, alligators.
Or gators, rather. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the fireball or fire ant balls that roll around.
You name it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, because they all get together, stay afloat. But, you know, if you cross its path, they're still fire ants.
You know, Miles, going back to what you said, that was actually the basis of a very recent horror movie that was actually really good. It was a movie that was called Crawl. And basically...
Is that any good?
It was fun, dude.
It is fun, okay.
Much like what we encountered earlier today, take it for what it is. It's a movie about these crocs that are going out and killing people, or these gators that are going out and killing people. Same thing. It flooded, and so the gators in the zoo escaped.
Yeah.
Now we have to get out. Like, all right, yeah, it's stupid. It's fun.
What'd you say about the snakes in Florida?
Flooding is basically...
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Of course they're going to get out of there.
Yeah, exactly.
They know it. They love it.
Yeah.
What was it? What was the hurricane? What was the Katrina?
Yeah.
Right? Big one hits New Orleans, a lot of Texas and all that. Is that the one where the dolphins got out of the aquarium? They're like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Peace.
Later. Yeah.
But they were like Navy dolphins.
Oh, yeah. They were gone, man.
They caught one of them and put the one dolphin in the Atlantis enclosure in the Bahamas.
Oh.
So one has been.
I ain't going back.
I like that. You know, he's in there like, I've been on the outside, guys.
That's right.
Boys. Listen up. I was out there eating fish, humping humans, just being a dolphin bro, living the life, staying out of tuna nets.
Ah, oh, damn it, man. What a life. Staying out of tuna nets.
I met Charlie.
Cool dude, though.
Yeah. But I get it. His nets caused us a lot of havoc for years, but man, nice guy.
You guys ever gotten into a conversation with somebody and they said something that sounded like it should have been nice, but it just hit your ear wrong, and it, doggone it, that sounded awful insulting.
Yeah, it's usually my wife.
The problem is that not everybody knows that what they said is insulting.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Compliments you didn't realize are actually pretty insulting. I think it depends on the person on the receiving end of said compliment. For example, there are some sweet, delightful human beings out there. But admittedly, they have the intelligence quotient of a slice of American cheese. I almost feel bad about using them as an example of what happens when you live beneath power lines. Almost.
God, man, what... We would go camping with the scouts from time to time, and we ended up at a couple spots that ended up under the power lines.
Right.
And it is freaking when you get up in the middle of the night. There's no, like, Kaibo or anything like that, so you just got to go find a spot in the woods, and you just hear that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting cancer.
At night, you can also sometimes see the electricity running through them.
Yes.
It's like it almost illuminates that whole
terrifying, dude.
Yeah. That sound is so loud.
It's cleared.
Yes, it is.
Bonus.
Oh, God. So these are 15 compliments you didn't realize are actually pretty insulting, like when somebody says, you're so responsible for your age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're just responsible. Yeah. I've known a lot of adults that aren't responsible for their age. So you're either responsible or you're not.
You're right, but you don't say it to other adults unless they're like speak to me. And you're like, all right, you're pretty irresponsible.
Right.
Or they're like really effing up something.
Yeah.
But you're right. You do say it to younger people.
Which...
I typically say something like, when I was your age, I was never as smart as you are.
There you go.
Yeah, that's typically comes out of my mouth.
Because it's like, look, I wish at some degree I was as mature at your age as you are.
Right.
But it's not a compliment, but it's still like I am impressed just how
exactly
you know ahead of the curve you are.
Well, and it's encouraging, like keep doing what you're doing. Like whatever it is, however you're learning, this is you should be doing that. I don't know who would ever say this. This is another one of those lists, it's like really who's saying this, but you're so lucky to have found someone despite your flaws.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's someone who doesn't like you. Stop talking to that person.
The first one I can kind of see is like you could take that as a compliment, right? But right. I could see where somebody would be like, yeah, but that one is just rude.
They're saying, well, I don't know. It's what my wife writes in our anniversary cards. Oh.
They say often delivered with a chuckle or a nudge. It's insulting and implies that your worthiness of love is questionable. Wait,
you know,
I think it depends. It's situational. If I say it to you, Mike, we're obviously joking.
Oh,
or
go ahead, Ted.
Are we?
I was going to say, typically when I hear a comment like that from somebody, it is somebody who is not on the level of friendship that should be joking like that.
Right.
And then they always follow it up with like, well, it's just a joke. It's like, no, you're not funny enough, so you're an insulting D.
You know what? That's a good point, Ted.
Yeah. Like,
you're
just
right.
Be funnier. Or it's, just say hello.
Right.
You know? Like I don't know. I never got that part.
Right. And it's, like you said, it's people that aren't on that friend level to where when they make that joke, you know that they're fooling around with you.
Right.
So, yeah. If it is going to be a joke, make sure that it absolutely lands. Be funnier, as you said. That's perfect. That's a perfect way to put it.
Right. If you're the best man at the wedding, you can make that joke.
Of course.
You bet. Right. How did this end up with this? Because I'm actually quite charming. Shut up. You're so strong. I never could have guessed you were ill. Right. People mask what they got going on. Not everybody sits there and complains about everything that they've got going on. Some people are hiding everything that they got going on because they don't want to bring the room down. And yeah, most everybody's going through some crap. That's why they say be nice to people. Consider the fact that you don't know what the hell they got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's life is perfect. Nobody's life is going exactly as they want it. You can have the most money on the doggone planet. Your life is still not going
there's
as perfectly
wrong.
As everybody thinks that it is. Now, it might pale in comparison to the problems of your life.
Yes.
I don't give a damn. They're still going through what is difficult for their
for
life.
For them.
They couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. Probably not. You also don't know that. They haven't put on your damn shoes before. Maybe they could do it better, and how would you feel about that?
The thing, they might be able to walk 12 miles in your shoes.
Right.
You don't know.
And also, again, it depends. Like, if you're going through something really tough, like at some point you don't want to talk about it with everybody that asks you how you're
right.
doing, so you just kind of go through the motions. So
right.
And then when people find out, they're like, oh my god, it's like, well, yeah, but like, I don't know, like, I gotta have some happiness during this depression day.
Exactly.
I can't just walk around with the rain cloud over me.
All four of us in here have stuff that goes on, but I like to think that as soon as we walk in this door, the studio door, it just doesn't get talked about anymore. It stays out there.
Yeah.
We just kind of do what... This is our escape. This is where
that
I come to not have to think about that crap. We'll talk amongst ourselves, but I don't... Drew's a great guy. I don't want to talk to him about my woes, dude. I
right,
want to talk
yeah.
to him about how the Seahawks are doing. You're articulate. You're articulate for someone from your background.
Ooh. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Ooh.
A lot.
You speak really well, Steve. I didn't actually think that you were black on the air.
Yeah, I know. You'd hear that, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
I used to hear, where's your hillbilly accent?
Where's your hillbilly accent?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one.
No, I mean... The area I grew up in, West Virginia, wasn't really the southern part of West Virginia.
Sure.
So I had more of a Pittsburgh accent.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just going, you're very articulate. I'm like, my parents raised me right, and they're not stupid, and we don't accept that in my home, and I don't accept it now. What is your point?
Right. And?
If this is the language we are supposed to speak, let's use the words as they are defined.
Right.
That should not be a struggle for people. That's laziness.
I just circled back recently to an old Jeff Foxworthy bit where he talked about the southern accent. He says,
hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's, you can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You know, people just assume when they hear my voice and my accent.
That you're stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
And he says, I understand it, too. We just can't live by that rule. But, like, I get it. You don't want your you don't want your doctor to walk in there like, all right, now what we're going to do is we're going to saw your head open.
Saw your head.
That's what it was, Southern vernacular. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
As in, man, there's a lot of good-looking women in here.
Exactly.
It is funny, too, as you see polls all the time, and, like, look, I'm guilty of it. Like, what's the best accent in America on women? I'm like, ooh, that's Southern accent.
100%, baby.
What makes a guy sound dumb? That's Southern accent.
That's Southern accent.
It's like the Lizzo meme.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Empowered. Put your shirt on.
Right, that's right. Some things work for some, but not for others. Oh, my God. That's why I really want, like, the most brilliant TED Talk from, like, the next guy, the next Hawking-level intelligence, but he comes from downtown Mississippi.
Hey, man, there's a couple of shows I want, like Science Channel, whatever, and there's a guy that shows up a lot. This guy has, like, multiple PhDs, absolutely knows his stuff, but he's got a bit of a twang when he talks, but it's always fascinating, because, right. Like, what he's telling you is, like, in-depth crap right. That you're not going to know. He knows it, that he'll explain the whole process, but the whole time he's talking, I feel like soon he's going to put on an apron, now we're going to make ribs.
Right. He's got chili cooking in the next room.
Boston one's tough, too.
Boston, yeah. Yes. You know what? Fair call.
Yeah, I got a PhD.
Got a PhD.
In what?
From Harvard.
Yeah. Beating ass.
Come.
Yours is next.
Wow.
Beating ass. All right. Compliments you didn't realize are actually pretty insulting. You're ambitious for a mom.
Jesus, damn. Man. Wow.
I would just recommend not saying any of this stuff at any time.
Right. They also put on there, you're too sensitive. You're not like other girls. You're pretty when you smile. If we haven't given that one up yet.
The too sensitive one drives me off a wall. It's like, I'm not being sensitive. There's a reason I'm upset.
Right. I'm not being
don't
too
be sensitive. Like, oh.
The reason why you think I'm too sensitive is because I'm done.
Yeah.
I've been swallowing this for
a long time. I can't tell you the truth. So, yeah, I'm a little pissed.
Careful, fellas. You're really smart for a woman.
Oh, damn.
I mean, you'd have to be an idiot to say
you'd
that.
You'd have to be a moron.
Or you
to say
know
that.
Her and you're joking.
Yes. Yes.
You know
gracious.
Her. You've known her for years.
Yeah, I don't care if she is dumb. I still wouldn't say it.
No. No, you say that as the safest joke possible when it is clear that you're joking it. Oh, Lordy. You look good for your age. Again, compliments you didn't realize are actually pretty insulting.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah, me too. Especially at my age.
Right.
The older you
what
get,
was
the,
it?
You look good for your age.
Ah.
And I kind of get the argument that they go with. Because it shouldn't be for your age. I just look good. But it's one of those, no. When,
no, for your freaking age.
When I see how you look and you say that what I perceive to be is 30 years younger than, or 30 years older than what I thought you were, dude, you look fantastic.
But here's the thing. You know, people, well, it's kind of upsetting. Maybe. The older you get, the less it bugs you. But there's a reason what all these actresses do in Hollywood. I hit 40 years old. I started doing Botox. Right?
Right.
And then I'm not going to get certain roles. You have to look. Right? It's out there. You present it. When you go to Playboy, when was the last time they had a 70-year-old Playboy centerfold?
Right.
I mean, that's all. I mean, everyone recognizes it, but when you bring up Helen Mirren, everyone's like, hell yeah, Jane Seymour. And we recognize what...
Right.
Jane Seymour's always been hot, right? As long as
Correct.
I've been alive, I've
you
perceived
bet.
Her as hot. But now she's in her 70s. She's still hot, but everyone prefaces it with, and she's 70 blank years old.
Right.
It's not an insult, because let's face it, look around on most 70-year-olds, no offense if you're 70... You don't look as good as you did.
Right.
And if you do, good on you.
You said Helen Mirren. Everybody in this room, Dolly Parton, in.
In.
If mm-hmm. she says as she looks now, I'm 18.
Right.
Right. I'm a senior at college.
Right.
Like,
oh. Damn.
And then the
How much sun tanning have you been doing?
Right.
And then the number one compliment that you didn't realize was actually... pretty doggone insulting. And I don't recommend saying it. I just love how you just don't care what you look like.
Oh, Jesus.
I feel like that's gotta... that's gotta be women to women. I can't imagine a dude saying that. Right.
Oh, you just throw anything on, don't you? You look fantastic. Okay.
Wish I had your confidence.
Right.
Your misplaced confidence.
I guess I shouldn't have dressed up.
A man in New Jersey became the very thing that he was attempting to protect others from, and I've got all the details at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified woman from China, but her story takes place in Fukushima, Japan. Now, she was in Japan for international studies, and she recently got herself into some legal trouble. A crime? Well, it seems pretty obvious. Like most countries, it is illegal to drive a vehicle on the sidewalk in Japan. But she was caught doing exactly that. Now, her excuse was that she didn't know Japanese law. Now, authorities pointed out that that really is not an excuse. And even if she didn't know that you could not drive a vehicle on the sidewalk, she would certainly know you at least need a license to operate a vehicle, period. And she did not have a license for the vehicle that she's operating. Now, we're not sure of the severity of the penalties that she's facing. I think it's more of a fine than any kind of jail time. But if she has learned one thing, when you're in Japan, it is not okay to ride your wheeled suitcase on Japanese sidewalks. She was on a wheeled suitcase. That's all. And it has a little battery in it. It can go up to 8 miles an hour. So she's, quote unquote, just having fun.
Right.
Sitting on the suitcase. Cop snatched her up, said, do you have a license for this? She's like, a license for what? She's like, the suitcase. She's like, no. It's a suitcase. I said, you're driving it. She's like, it's an electric suitcase. I'm just having fun. I was sitting on it. Either way, it's a penalty. Even if you have an electric mobile suitcase to ride it on the sidewalks, because it is now a vehicle. She did not have a license, and she was driving her vehicle on the sidewalk.
Damn.
Wow. Just a word to the wise. Jesus. So when she said, I did not know that was against the law in Japan, I tend to believe her. Anyway, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! All right, it's going to get tested online for Profile This now. 206-803-ROCK, Profile This is next.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.